This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Good evening. That rousing ditty means one thing. It is time for the Watford Fan Show here on Love Sport Radio. You got me, Joe Forrester, here with you for the next half an hour. And Watford fans, we want to hear from you. At Love Sport Radio is how you do it on social media. You can give us a bell or send us a WhatsApp message on 0208 70 20 558. But it's not just me this evening. Oh, no. It's a triumvirate who are with you through to 9pm here on Love Sport Radio. Tom Wicks is with us from the Golden Pages Watford fan scene. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening.
And Andy Lewis is here from the Hornet's Nest podcast. Andy, good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming on, chaps. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on, as always. There is, of course, only one place to start. The fallout and the impact on football clubs at every level of the football pyramid that's been caused by coronavirus. So we now know that all games in England's Premier League, the EFL, the Women's Super League, the Women's Championship, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland are currently postponed. That is until the 30th of April. And this season, according to a FA and EFL, a Premier League ruling, will go on indefinitely. That basically means that no matter what happens, we will finish this season before we start next season in whatever form that may come. Andy, if I can ask you first, is that a decision that you as a Watford fan support?
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be very easy for me to sit here and say, we're one place above the relegation zone. It'd be very easy to say, nah, let's just call it quits and just leave it at that and we'll just start again in August. But for me, I just think, I don't think that's very fair. If you'd asked me back at Christmas if this had happened, halfway through the season, I would have just said, yeah, just forget about it. Because we'd only have been halfway through. But because we're so close to the end, it's only nine games left. I just don't see the point in calling it quits. Liverpool are a couple of points away from the title. Sheffield United and Wolves and Manchester United all fighting out for potential Champions League spot, and obviously relegation isn't decided. So I just think financially there's so much still at stake that avoiding it would be stupid. And I think it's the fairest way to conclude the season is simply by playing out the remaining fixtures.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, I think. This late in the day, there was no, defensible option for wiping the slate clean, as obviously Karen Brady said she wanted to do. Somebody said to me quite recently, oh, there is precedent for this at the start of the Second World War, season 1939-40. But they wrote off that season after three games. So as Andy says, it's not quite the same. Tom, if I can ask you, so obviously from that Watford perspective, how do you feel it's going to affect you form-wise? Obviously under Pearson, there was a huge bounce and then a little slump again. But having the players at home, isolating, training on their own, it almost feels like no matter where you are, it's kind of a reset, isn't it? It's a loss of either momentum or maybe a chance to regather your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to affect every team in the Premier League in the exact same way. So I don't think there's any disadvantage or advantage to be gained really from one approach to the other. In terms of Watford, I'm happy with Nigel Pearson and what he's done, and I'm confident that he can, whatever the circumstances, continue our upward trajectory and hopefully keep us safe. It's just a very odd situation in that, we keep on getting strange messages from the club and from various clubs around the leagues that, of the certain training schedules and regimes they've got their players doing, and it's, it can't be pre-season because there's not there's still an unknown as to when the season's going to recommence. But at the same time, I guess they kind of just got to keep ticking over. Every team is, and every player is going to be short of match practice if and when the season returns. So it's it's a tough one to kind of analyse really at this point.
And the club have been keeping you up to date with the training regime.
Yeah, there's been quite a strong level of communication from Watford, and there's lots of players that have shown videos of tweeted or released Instagram videos of what they're doing at home to keep fit, I guess, and just to keep things ticking over. And yeah, the club has been quite helpful in explaining what steps has been taken and the approach that the club's taking at this difficult time, really.
And Andy, let me ask you, I know it's kind of a pie in the sky situation, but it doesn't look like we're going to get back to Premier League football anytime soon. So there's talk of a condensed season next season across the leagues, be that an 19 game season. I've even heard talk of, and this won't happen, but I think it would be phenomenal, of some sort of tournament in lieu of a league. I've got no idea how that would work. Do you think that's the right thing to do? Maybe condense next season and do it in a different manner? It doesn't feel quite like football to me.
No, I don't think I'd understand the point almost of a 19 game season, because you want to play each side twice to have the home advantage. If we get we might get all the big six, for example, away from home, and another club a similar size to Watford might get them at home. So I don't think that's very fair. I don't see the point in doing that. It kind of all depends on when we finish this season. And I think the Euros being pushed back a year obviously helped massively. They're obviously going to have to finish them. I wouldn't be surprised if they do it Saturday, Tuesday, just to get it over and done with as quickly as possible. Obviously, you've got presumably the FA Cup will need to be finished as well. It wouldn't surprise me if next season they delay it, so they start it maybe in late September, early October. But also possibly maybe cancelling the league and FA Cup for one season, just to allow for more midweek fixtures, in order to be able to potentially finish all 38 games in time for Euro 2021. So that's a potential option, by the way I see it, but we don't know. Thankfully, I'm not turning up to work every day in like the FA and having that headache of how to sort this mess out, because the annoying thing is we simply don't know when we're going to be able to play again. The government are anticipating this virus to peak around May time, when the season should be finished. So we'll be, almost 3 months behind schedule. So, we just have to go weekend by weekend. Managers say we just take it game by game. We're taking it weekend by weekend of trying to fill our time and not pull our hair out until football returns.
Yeah, can I ask you, actually, I'm going to ask you both, Andy, I'll start with you. How have you been filling your time? It's only the second weekend without football. Obviously, we do occasionally not have Premier League football, league football, when the rather turgid international breaks come along. But now this chasm of time is stretching in front of you. How have you been filling your time?
No, it's been a struggle, to be honest, mate. I'll just be sitting on my bed, just twiddling my thumbs. There's nothing to watch on telly that I can't, what do I talk about with my friends other than sport? I can't even talk about sport, let alone football. I was scarily productive on Saturday morning. I got up nice and early. I did a food shop. I didn't stockpile. tidied my room, did my laundry. And then it was only like 11 a.m. by the time I'd finished all that. And I'm sitting there thinking, right, well, I can't, there's no midweek game, midday game to watch. There's no 3 o'clock to listen to. I, suffered through Halifax versus Ebbsfleet in the evening on BT just for my football fix. And I struggled. Man, Saturday was a drag. And now I've got, we've all got at least another month of it, if not more. And I'm going back home this weekend to see my family. I usually see them at the game anyway, so it's obviously always nice to see them. But the international break at the end of March, I plan to go to Argentina. That's obviously cancelled. Plans with friends that I had in the diary, kaput. This whole thing has just ruined everything. And to take away football, whilst necessary, it makes me realise just how dull life is.
Well, let me tell you, there is one bright spark, I suppose, one silver lining to this huge cloud, and that's that Championship Manager 2001-2002 is available to download for free. I found this out yesterday. I'm already deep into a season, and all the old anxiety and stress. I was lying up in bed last night making a note on my phone of all the things I need to do with my team and trying to work out exactly what kind of pressing game I should be playing. So at least I've substituted something else equally pointless into my life. Tom, how about you? How have you been filling your time?
Well, as with Andy, it's difficult to not to do without football this time of year. But I've tried to read a bit more, certainly with get involved with some of the fantastic independent fanzines and the club fanzines that are around. I think this is a good time to kind of expand your kind of reading repertoire, if you like, and there are some brilliant fanzines out there that are all available to post, to read hard copies in the post or even online. I've obviously been trying to establish what I'm going to do with the next issue of Golden Pages, which I'm still struggling with a little bit to decide what to do. But yeah, I think the most important thing on a kind of sensible footing is just to kind of keep calm and try to offer help to those that are more vulnerable, really, and just to try and help everyone through it, because it's a difficult time for some more than others. But you know, I guess football in the grand scheme of things kind of doesn't mean so much, does it, really? Puts it into perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but I suppose conversely, it is something that does mean a lot to people and brings us, I suppose, endless joy. And if anything, even I suppose on the most basic level, it's a distraction. And you mentioned helping the most vulnerable in the community, Tom. And obviously that's something that a lot of clubs in the Premier League and downwards have been doing. They've been putting loads of stuff in place, whether it's free meals for local people, whether it's outreach programs to help elderly people who can't get out and get their shopping, of course, because they're self-isolating. I'm not sure if Watford have publicised anything, but Tom, is there anything that you've been aware of that the club's been trying to do?
Yeah, they've launched I guess it's like an internet campaign, really, Hornets at Home, which what they've said in there is to show why we're the original family club. So the club wrote to all of its elderly supporters and those with a disability or that are housebound, and essentially offered the help of Watford fans. And it was an appeal to Watford, and is an appeal to Watford fans to see what they can do to help others, whether that be, you know, having a chat over the phone, picking up shopping, or just general maintenance, really. So the club are really good with these sort of things, and I haven't been surprised or disappointed at all with what Watford have done. And, you know, we're the original family club, and I think that's a true reflection on that in what they're offering and trying to help the community with, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic work. Loads of clubs doing really, really great stuff. Hey, listen, we're going to be talking about the contract situation in a few moments' time. If the Premier League does resume, it's probably going to roll through 30th of June, which is obviously when most players' contracts are up for renewal. And Watford are no different. A ton of players whose contracts are up for renewal at the end of June. We'll be talking about that in just a moment.
For the fans, by the fans, Love Sport Radio.
Good evening. Coming up to 10 to 9, it's the Watford Fan Show here on Love Sport Radio. Joe Forrester here with you this evening. Very keen to hear your thoughts, Watford fans, and anybody there as well. Let us know what you've been doing with your time. It's our second week away from football, of course, and there won't be any until at least April 30th. I'm at Love Sport Radio. If you want to get in touch on social media, give us a ring or send us a WhatsApp message, 0208 70 20 558. Still here with Tom Wicks from Golden Pages Watford fanzine and Andy Lewis from the Hornets Nest podcast. So, Andy, let me ask you, there's a whole load of Watford players whose contracts are up for renewal on the 30th of June. Now, it's going to be a problem for, well, hundreds of players across England. I mean, extrapolate that out, thousands across Europe. Does it concern you potentially, this idea that you might be playing during June, for example, 3-4 Premier League games less maybe, and it will go back to as it was maybe 10 years ago, where that transfer window will be open and players can leave during an ongoing season?
I think, well, it's obviously a unique set of circumstances, isn't it? And I think because, you know, the major leagues around Europe, obviously, you know, Germany, France, Spain, Italy, etc., they've all shut down. There's no football being played across Europe. I think it would be sensible to shift the transfer window for everyone. So, you know, this has affected football worldwide. So for players to leave before their domestic season ends, I don't think would be sensible. And I think that because it's such a unique incident, that you know, UEFA should come together and say, look, this has happened to all of these leagues in all of these countries have been affected. Players are not allowed to leave the season before, not allowed to leave their club before the end of their domestic season. Whether that happens, I'm not sure. I don't know the politics of it. It's a very, very interesting set of circumstances because our final two games, for instance, might be at the start of July. We don't know. And so do you have players who won't be available for the last two games of the season, for instance, like Aurelio Gomez, for instance. He's playing his last season. And that's what I've been thinking about recently. Like, if the season was voided, we as fans won't have a chance to say goodbye properly to Aurelio Gomez. And I'm sure lots of other clubs are in similar situations with, you know, players that they deem, you know, club legends. Wilfred Zaha at Crystal Palace, for instance, I'm sure he'll move on at the end of this season. So it's so difficult, isn't it? We've got absolutely no idea. We're just sort of speculating. But I would hope that UEFA and the FA, they all sort of, it's a time for people to unite and to come together. And when we can finally start playing football again, there should be sensible protocols in place that players can stay where they are until the domestic season has finished.
Yeah, I mean, a very sensible answer. I mean, I suppose my only concern is, I know FIFA are talking about implementing a blanket 2-month extension to all contract deals across the world. There will be legal challenges from some agents, I'm sure of that. Just looking at the Watford players who are out of contract this year, so this summer, Daryl Yama, Delafeu, Holobas, Foster, Aurelio Gomez, as we mentioned, Mariapa, Backman, a ton of players off the top of my head. What's that? 8 players there. It is slightly concerning. So same question to you, I suppose, Tom. Do you think that potentially is something that could derail the Hornets should you find yourselves playing and players able to leave at the end of June?
Yeah, I think it's hard to anticipate that actually occurring and players being able to freely move. I mean, the only way I can think of it working would be to delay the registering of players until the end of the season. So legally, I guess they're allowed to leave their contracts, but they're not allowed to sign with another club until the next season's begun, perhaps. On the flip side of that, I think it would add a very interesting twist if perhaps we were able to sign Edison Cavani or someone like that for the last couple of games of the season. And you know, on a mega deal, and see him guide us to safety.
Yeah, no, I love that idea of Cavani coming in. Why not? Let's talk about your run in though. So let's get back to the football. Watford, obviously, only a few games left in the season, and I mentioned to you, Tom, that there'd been a little slump in the form under Pearson. Do you feel like there's enough of an upward trajectory? Sorry, easy for me to say that that potentially Pearson can get you over the line as and when we resume.
I think so, yeah. I've been very impressed, as I've been saying the last few weeks, with Nigel Pearson and his level-headedness and the way he's commanded this team. It looked as though we were in pieces at the end of the Kike Flores era. But he seems to have built a strong rapport with the team, and he's got them believing in themselves because they're a really talented bunch. And I don't think on paper we should be in the position that we are. I've absolutely got faith in Nigel Pearson and certainly the players to carry on and guide us to safety. Obviously, you know, the big if is when it will occur. So, you know, there's who knows, really. I mean, is the honest answer. But in terms of Nigel Pearson and what he's done so far, I couldn't really be much more impressed than in the situation that he's found himself in upon taking the job. And I'm very confident, as are a lot of Watford fans, I'm sure, that that we'll be in the Premier League next season, whatever year or time of year that may be.
And Andy, above the relegation zone on goal difference as things stand, 9 games left to go, but Norwich, Southampton, Newcastle, West Ham, all still to play. Got to think, win those 4 out of the 9. Another 12 points would be enough to get you over the line, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it would. You know, it's the classic, win your home, draw your away, and you're on to something good in the Premier League. And those home games are going to be absolutely crucial. It's like some Norwich, Newcastle, Southampton. And hey, we've beaten Liverpool. Why can't we beat Manchester City as well? They won't be playing for much on the penultimate game of the season. So the home games are where we need to take the points. And, you know, disappointed in our last game against Crystal Palace to not take anything from them. But, you know, away games against West Ham, the penultimate away game of the season, that's looking to be a big one currently. So, favourable fixtures. I think looking at our running compared to the other clubs down the bottom, I think we've got quite a kind running compared to a team like Brighton and West Ham. They've got a horrible set of, well, whenever they start their fixtures again, they were meant to have a horrible run of fixtures, but I don't know the order in which they'll be played now. So as long as we're safe before the final 2 games against Man City and Arsenal, then yeah, we can sit back and relax and enjoy those. But I completely agree with Tom. I think we've got a talented squad. We're in a good position. It's a miracle to even be talking about Premier League survival with 9 games to go, given the position we were in at Christmas. But I think we've got enough to stay up this season.
Andy, just very quickly, what are your plans for the weekend then, with no football?
Well, I'm actually going home. I've got back to see my parents, my sister in Reading, and then I'm going to socially distance myself from my grandma when we go on a walk.
Fair enough.
Which will be nice. I'll wave to her from across the field. And then coming back on Sunday and trying to grab some food from my local supermarket.
Well, everyone's going nuts. Best of luck with that. Tom, how about you?
Yeah, very similar. Yeah, I'm staying in, probably be reading and just trying to take my mind off of the fact that there's no football available at the moment.
Yeah, and let me tell you, good luck getting that loo roll in, lads. Honestly, I feel for you. Nice one, chaps. Andy and Tom there. Thank you very, very much, boys. Good to chat to you. Tom Wicks from the Golden Pages Watford fanzine and Andy Lewis from the Hornets Nest podcast. Right, up next, we've got the Millwall Fan Show. You can have your say at Love Sport Radio. Give us a ring or send us a WhatsApp message. 0208 70 20 558. It's Love Sport Radio.